KB4 CBA Mobile.
Drive over to Pilser to that auction lot that's there, Jeff Martin Auction. There's another auction I might want to participate in that's coming up. But you know, you got to go see in person what you're going to try to bid on. The photographs don't always tell a complete story.
No, that's true. It's always nice to be able to, put a pair of eyeballs on it before you. Bid on it.
A motorhome. I don't know what I would do with it. There's like a 30-foot motorhome, you know, with all the amenities. You know, your own traveling house. Which maybe I should. I should buy it and drive the heck out of here.
Well, that'd be nice if you got the Dobray Me.
Again, the thing about auctions is everything for the right price. There was another auction they were having going on in Greenville, but whatever I wanted to bid on is already overbid. Well, I don't know. There was a 2009 Silverado 4x4, but I think the bidding is already up to like $7,500. Now, even that might not be so much, too much, because even if I paid $8,000 or $9,000, I could park it across the street on Highway 14 and sell it for $14,000.
Well, you make money, if you know you can get more for something, you know, buy it, and you got a good place like Highway 14. It gets a lot of traffic. We sold, we lived on Hunts Bridge Road over in Brea, where we sold two cars right there in our front yard, and, never had a problem selling either one of them, and, got pretty much what we were asking for them, so, of course, that's been years ago, but, it's all about, you know, really it's all about exposure. I mean, in 14, it's definitely, it'll get plenty of exposure.
There was that truck, there was a 2005 F-150 4x4. Bidding's on that is already close to $7,000. So, but you know, that's a smaller auction, so I don't know. There was one thing I was actually looking at. It was Chevy cargo van with a high-top conversion. You know, a nice thing to make something like an RV or a camper out of.
Bought a few of those, and I tell you, I didn't enjoy it one bit. I would hate to have to work on one, and it was on the interior part, and anyway, in fact, I worked at one dealership where they actually would convert vans and put, you know, cut the top off and put that piece in and, you know, repaint it and paint it and everything, make it a little like it. Yeah, it came that way from the factory.
Chevy Express Van, is that a thing? 2007 Express Van, and this is the one that has the longer wheelbase, and it has that high top conversion on it. It might be worth bidding $4,000 or $5,000 on that, or maybe not. But that, you know, that again, you can make that into your perfect RV camper thing. Or, I don't know, do whatever with it. And it only had, like, 65,000-something miles. It's a, you know, municipal fleet vehicle. And that's the other thing. Fleet vehicles aren't usually left to rot. They're usually taken care of properly. But, Yeah, if I can get something at auction that I can make money on, and it probably won't be that, but it'd be something else.
Yeah, well, good luck. Yeah, I wish you well on that. Are they selling any ham radio equipment?
That. This is pretty much, you know, vehicles, construction equipment, you know, backhoe hose, excavators, you know, large trucks, you know, trailers, that sort of thing. And so, yeah, a good source for stuff like radio equipment, I don't really know. I'd like to find an auction site for office equipment, particularly things like mobile phones and computers, because, you know, in some cases, if there's any... The computers, most of the time, you can fix if there's a problem with them. Although, there again, I don't know that they're that really enormously profitable.
Yeah, well, I can't help you much with computers, and that's not really my thing.
You know, that is my thing. That's what I did for years. Yeah, the only other vehicle I saw that might be good is, I don't know, Mercedes, FedEx delivery van, basically, that high-top Mercedes van. Mercedes basically can't make a bad vehicle. And, you know, if it's a fleet vehicle, if it was owned by FedEx, again, they didn't let it go to hell. Mercedes is funny, though, if you have to repair it. Also, you know, I don't know how well diesel, Mercedes diesel engine. Diesel fuel is expensive right now, too.
Bad spot here on Wade Hampton. I don't know if I'm getting the repeater or not. Yeah, diesel is expensive, and it's going to be, it's always going to be more expensive than gasoline, it looks like.
For a time in the 80s, 1980s or so, where it was actually quite a bit cheaper, I think I may have mentioned this, I had a high school instructor. She and her husband used to travel the world. They were, you know, teachers get a lot of time off. But she had this 1980 Mercedes some damn thing diesel sedan. And this is at a time when if petrol was $1, diesel would be about 65 cents. And she ran it even cheaper than that because she used to run it with home heating oil, which might have been 40 cents. But, you know, that was quite a long time ago.
40 years ago. Oh, man. It's, I don't even like to think about that. Oh, my goodness. That, it doesn't seem like it that long ago to me, but, you know, some people don't even remember the 20th century. They were born in the 21st century.
There's one good thing about... There's one thing I really, really, really like about the 21st century. I won't be alive to see most of it.
I'd say that again, but let me move from the spot. I'm at a traffic light right now. When I get out of this spot here, I should be able to get the repeater a little bit better. D4CBA, go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, I was saying, the only real good thing about the 21st century is I won't be alive to see most of it. Because this is going to be, if humans survive this period, the worst period in human history in a lot of ways.
I mean, yeah, we've had our share of, you know, stuff going on, especially COVID, I guess it could have been something worse, who knows? So, I'm just, I'm just glad they at least found a vaccine for it.
You know, and it's kind of, in a way, a paradox. This is both the worst time and the best time and the worst time in history to be alive. What's the first line of, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times? I mean, better now than, like, let's say, 15th century Europe, you know, or whatever. But it's also, you know, the best of times and the worst of times, that I don't think humans are going to exist much by the end of this century. The human population will probably plummet to maybe a billion or two. So, you know, again, the best and worst of times.
It's a prediction for you. I've never heard anybody talk about that. Well, it's, you know, like I told somebody on here, I think it was Chandler, the one constant in life is change. That's for sure. And you can count on that.
I've heard that from a few sources. The human population is going to probably peak at around 8 to 10 billion. And then, you know, Malthus' law, the Malthusian laws of, resources increase arithmetically and population increases geometrically. So sooner or later, after it hits its high, you're going to start to see basically rapid depopulation of this planet, probably by the end of the century to maybe 2 to 3 billion, which is close to what the planet will be once again capable of carrying.
Never read about that, so I can't really speak to that. Oh, me. I ran over to my daughter's house. They just bought a home, and I left a couple of my tools over there, which is really unusual for me, but, you know, as you get older, I found that I'm doing more unusual things so that I've never done before. So anyway, I surprise myself sometimes. But anyway, it gave me something to do. I'm there on a trip, and there wasn't any visiting to do, and because there's nobody there.
At least you got to get it. Yeah, you know, I do the same thing. Sometimes I forget what I'm doing while I'm doing it. I'll suddenly say to myself, okay, I have a screwdriver in one hand and a teacup in the other hand. What the heck was I doing? So when it gets to the point where your memory is so bad, you actually lose track of what you were doing at the time. You know, that's when your memory gets bad. Where you end up, putting things down in strange places. You know, like what's your mobile phone doing on top of the refrigerator or something? So, yeah, you know, when you get to that point, you got to start to worry.
Actually, been talking on my phone, and I realized, hey, what did I do with my phone? Oh, you dummy, you're talking on it. So that's happened a couple times. So anyway, well, I gotta run. I'm sitting in the driveway. I gotta pull in the garage, and we got our youngest grandsons over here, so they'll be wanting to play and do something. So we're gonna I'm gonna go in and see what they're up to. But anyway, good to talk to you, and 73s for now. KB4CBA.
KD2BNG. Okay, 73s. We'll talk to you later. Anyway, I'm at the place here, so I got things to do. Take care.